folks, Shannon Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you the biggest and most important security and privacy news each week. California is making privacy moves, and it seems to be helping the privacy of the entire nation. The California Consumer Privacy Act, or CCPA for short, was approved back in June of 2018, and it will finally go into effect here in California on January 1st of 2020. According to the CCPA, companies must disclose what kind of personal data is being collected about their users, if it is sold, and whom they sell it to. Users can opt out of sales of data and have access to that data and can request that a company delete it. It adds transparency to the data collection policies. The new law had some pushback. The Internet Association ran ads saying that it would cost companies $55 billion to be compliant initially, and Republicans have argued that the bill is much too strict, saying that if a federal law is created, it should nullify this California state law, while Democrats have argued that the bill should be used as a baseline for other states. But this hasn't changed Microsoft's perspective. In a post published on November 11th, Microsoft notes that there is no strong national legislation for consumer privacy like the GDPR in Europe. The company has stated that they will honor the new CCPA rights across the U.S. to all of their users in the U.S. Now, while CCPA is not as strong on privacy protections as GDPR, Microsoft has stated that they will monitor changes in the law and make adjustments to provide more effective transparency and control under CCPA to people who use their products in the U.S. The company mentioned that they will be working with enterprise customers as well to ensure that they also comply with CCPA. Microsoft explains that they hope this new law further strengthens user privacy and places more accountability on companies. They want it to go further by making laws that minimize the amount of data companies can collect, specify for what purpose data is collected, and hold companies accountable for storage and use. Check out patreon.com/threatwire for all of my exclusive extras, including a security headlines bulletin from the team at Daily Tech News Show. I'll see you next time.